The Ticket.
Podcasts are brought to you in part by Lewis Jewelers, the official jeweler of The Ticket and proud partner of Michigan Athletics.
And we are back, folks, here on the Michigan Insider Sports Talk 1050 WTKA, online at WTK.com. Big Ten Media Days. Media Days, plural. Michigan is already done. They met with the media yesterday. Jim Harbaugh at the podium, and then the breakout session. You got Aiden Hutchinson, Hassan Haskins, and Josh Ross there. We'll be bringing you audio from them in the coming days. But today is focused on Jim Harbaugh. And that breakout session, I've always, in the doggone near two decades, in the nearly two decades of covering Big Ten Media Days, first with Lloyd, then with Rich, then with Brady.
It's
now
good thing
with
you didn't
Jim.
Go this year. You might have needed a cane.
Right. You always get more depth. It's, you know, even if you want to be guarded, it's hard to be guarded for an hour. It's hard to be on, right, for an hour straight where you don't reveal anything.
Especially when people are coming and going, so you may get the same question multiple times, and you could have, yes, it's hard to be guarded, even repeating the same answers.
Right, but that clearly was not Jim's focus. I mean, he was not, he at this presser, was a lot like he was when we saw him up at Ferris. He's upbeat. And that's not to say that he hasn't, you know, he's said he's always enthusiastic. You know, he's always been fired up and upbeat. And I guess from outside the building, you know, how we've been able to observe it is different. You can see it, you can sense it. And, you know, I know there are people, for a lot of folks, that didn't mean anything. I get it. But I think there's something to be said about the tone for two reasons. Number one, look, everyone knows the stakes are high, or as one of my favorite groups, De La Soul, would say, a whole album was called The Stakes Is High. I know the stakes are high, but the stakes is high, Ira. The stakes is high. Damn it, I want to do the rap lyric.
That's why we don't learn grammar from music, because there's a lot of ain'ts and scenes and yes.
Right.
But it sounds good. It sounds good in the lyric.
Yeah, everyone knows what the stakes are. They aren't. And so I was reading one of the headlines, and it said, I think it was Wojo's headline, where it was something along the lines of, man, with a lot riding on this season, Jim Harbaugh is really a B. I guess I should pull it up instead of paraphrasing, you know, the man's headline. Should give you the headline. And so let me pull it up right now. But what it speaks to is this tone that despite these obvious, here it is, Jim Harbaugh is well aware it's do or die time for the Wolverines, but then the caption keeps going on, but he was really upbeat. And it makes me think back to the comment that he made, and I believe it was at the Michigan High School Coaches Association clinic, where he said, I'm not going to make decisions out of fear of losing my job. I'm not going to do that. You know, inherent in that comment is a realization that the stakes are high, right? The stakes are a lot riding on the season, but not going to be preoccupied with that, especially when you can affect the outcome. I mean, you have a direct impact on that. And so between being infused with maybe some fresh optimism based on the staff additions, which he gets to at the beginning of this breakout session, infused with maybe some excitement based on some additions that they've made schematically, maybe some confidence based on the experience that many of the guys gained last year, the combination of those things has some, you know, definitely this upbeat feel. And again, I know that's not tangible. That's not substantive. It doesn't mean anything in the way of a win or a loss right now. But it is, I think, a noteworthy contrast to what we've been able to observe. It's not to say he hasn't been feeling this way in past years. But what can be observed outside the building is certainly different, and I think that's why you're seeing the headlines. But to me, as we get through the final part of this breakout session, the way part three starts out, this to me was the most significant takeaway of his podium time and his breakout time. When he was asked to talk about Sherrone Moore's, you know, how do you, what's the delineation, the breakdown of duties among offensive coaches, what's the difference? And in this answer, you get a lot. A lot. So pay attention. Here is Jim Harbaugh, part three of the breakout session.
The good thing, and I think where we've come the farthest on offense is there's a real trust. The offensive coaches trust Josh, and myself, and Josh trusts the other offensive coaches. Respects him, thinks they're good. Sherrone is good. Sherrone's coaching the offensive line. A lot of input in the run game. Same with Matt Weiss. And, areas that we need to improve. Run, pass. I mean, it's together. I like to stress that the trust is there between staff and Josh and the rest of the offensive staff, and watching them work together in those meetings, ideas flying, coming from everywhere, coming from Mike Hart, coming from Matt Weiss, coming from Jay Harbaugh, coming from Sherrone, coming from Kyle DeVan, coming from Steve Kasula. I mean, it's like, who's a big fan of just watching how good they are and how well they're working together. I mean, I feel like we've come a long way.
Jim, this is in one year, how's different
watching
people
since playing? Much improved, and playing great ball. We were in a game with them last year that evenly played, about as evenly played as you can play it. Doing a heck of a good job.
Jim, when you made the changes with your assistant coaches, how did you go about identifying some of the hires you made, the guys you wanted to bring in? I know, obviously, you had one connection with your brother, but just what was that process like for you of figuring out who you really wanted?
Interviewing a lot of people. It starts with phone interviews and talking to guys. Are you interested? Talking ball. Then eventually talking ball face to face. Per opening, some more than others. I mean, some only one, and you make that hire, but you talk anywhere from good handful that you're really really interviewing to one.
Awesome. Jim, with the dynamic you've been talking about with the new coaches, have you found yourself delegating more or doing anything differently as the head coach? How do you kind of see your role as the head coach with these new coaches you brought in?
I hate to compare anything, but definitely less of the COVID coach and more of the football coach this year from last year.
What's the difference between the two?
Just coaching football, being the football coach, just coaching the team, and that's what I enjoy. You get to coach every position. You get to be in every meeting, any meeting you want, and contribute, that's what I like doing, coaching guys.
You had some ups and downs at corner last year. Can you tell me what you saw from Vince and Jamon and some of the guys behind them that are stepping up?
I think Jamon is on a really good, tremendous track. I think he's doing extremely well. He's we're considering him a starting corner right now. And then the other side, DJ Turner, Vince Gray, compete for that spot. So there's that. And we'll, that's a huge focus. George Johnson, still looking. Is he corners? Is he safety? Jalen Perry. Same discussion there. Younger corners to wait and see, and hope that they're emerging. Especially this opportunity they have coming up for fall camp. Mazi is, first of all, he's completely changed his body power pack. Big, wide, thick, strong, and retained his speed and athleticism, strike, his knockback, and real desire. He's always shown since day one, but he keeps getting better every day, getting stronger every day. And Jeff Spate has done similar. Chris Hinton and those three right now. I mean, Jordan's gonna have to get up above them. He's not, haven't seen that yet, so. Had the opportunity for three young inside players, Ike, Rayshon, and George, that'll come onto the scene and on the sixth, and we'll see what they can do. Hopefully, those three are gonna keep an eye on Mozzie Smith and watch how he goes about his business.
Yeah, Coach. How would you compare the scrutiny that you had in the NFL as compared to now? I mean, are you oblivious to the most of it, or just the media, the fans, whatever?
Oh, yeah. We talked about that a little bit earlier.
Okay.
Yeah. probably pretty similar.
Jim, 2 years ago, after the game, kind of whistled that question about there was a gap between the two programs.
Yeah, I remember that. Was that you who asked the question? At the time, you recruit better, or are you coaching them better? I mean, it's just, I like taking the responsibility myself. When things go bad, I mean, it's on me. It's not the players, it's not the other coaches. That's where I was coming from then. Yeah, they're on top of the perch, right? I mean, y'all picked them, to win the conference. So, somebody's got to knock them off that perch, and why not us? Let it be us. Let's do everything in our power, to get that done. I don't know. Where are you? Obviously, we want to be one of those. That would be really good. I mean, we think it'd be really good for us, Huh? I don't know. I don't know. I don't have an idea of how to answer that question.
Chris?
you talk about Mike Barrett's progress moving from Viper and the other guys battling with him?
What's that?
Michael Barrett moving from Viper into the middle, and then the other guys battling with him there.
Yeah, I mean, Mike Barrett's, you know, right now, as we line it up, Mike Barrett's a starter. He's a starter and inside backer along with Josh Ross. You know, played a lot of football, been outstanding, you know, quiet, but just going about his business. And you know, Mike poised to have, you know, one of those really good years. And he wants to see that happen more than me. It's a position, like when you talk about the inside backers, you know, it's not going to be just a static. That's where he lines up every single time. I mean, he could line up and look like a wheel backer, you know. You know, he could line up as a Mike. You know, he could line up on the edge. He could be in any of those spots, just like other defensive players. Can't find Aiden Hutchinson because you know he's always going to be there. Or he's always going to be there. I mean, he could be any of those spots. So, you know, takes advantage of what you know, guys can do well, and gives them some versatility to do that. So just to your point, I mean, he's played on the line of scrimmage. He'll play more on the line of scrimmage. In the middle, and better to let the opponent think that there's all kind of possibilities of where he could line up.
Yeah, so there was a lot in that segment, but the first part where he talked about the trust, I mean, was that not? It should have jumped out of the speakers at you. Very, very telling. He talked about Matt Weiss's involvement in the run game. Remember when we talked about Matt Weiss coming over as a quarterback's coach and we talked about the Ravens? Have we not been talking about the Ravens run game here quite a bit? Again, should have jumped out of the speaker at you. We got to get to a break. There's more. We'll return here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA, The Ticket.